Charlie, sit.
This class is a classic example of a dog who has foolishly been allowed to believe he is the alpha male of the pack. And therefore, he can never be a happy animal.
Yeah, he looks pretty miserable.
Now back to the Pete McMurray Show.
We have dogs. We love our dogs. Our dogs rule the house. We know how to communicate with our dogs.
Sometimes.
What do you mean sometimes? You know when your dog wants something.
Oh, yeah. No, I can read their minds, but I cannot stop them from being insane when the doorbell rings. I've tried everything.
Oh, my gosh.
Miserably.
Yeah. Freddie now barks like crazy when the doorbell rings or someone's at the door. It's like he just wants to bite their head off. It's crazy.
It's awful. And I have two of them. So they like make each other more insane, you know, because they get so then they're jumping on each other and then they're barking. And then I'm like, I can't answer the door even if I want to.
When Freddie will stand next to the couch and he'll look at me like, hey, I need to go outside. And I'll say, hey, do you need to go outside? Then he'll jump in my lap like I got it right.
Oh, yeah.
No, so yeah. You know what your dogs want, right? They're staring at you. It's a certain time of day. Oh, you're hungry? Yep. You got it right.
Yes. They stare at me and I know what the stares mean. And that's disturbing.
Oh, there's so many different stares. The stare that I want to kill you. The stare that, what are you doing?
It's nuts.
I mean, the look from our dogs. It's so funny. Yeah. I have the list of America's favorite dogs this year. Are you ready?
We have a list of favorites. Don't we love them all equally?
At number 10, the Dachshund. The Dachshund dog.
Isn't
I know it's on a cartoon. Yeah, that's the wiener dog. You're correct. At number 9, the Yorkshire. Is that the one?
Terriers? I feel like terriers are really making a comeback in popularity recently. Yeah.
Number 8, America's favorite dogs, Shih Tzu.
Really?
Yep, that's at number 8. Number 7, the Golden Doodle.
Yeah, I mean, it's classic.
Number 6, the French Bulldog.
Oh, those have been so popular for a while.
Here's your top 5, America's favorite dogs. Number 5, the German Shepherd.
Really?
Yep. Number 4, the Pit Bull.
That's a scary dog when the doorbell rings.
Number 4, the Pit Bull.
Oh, I think Pit Bulls are so beautiful.
Number 3, the Golden Retriever. Oh, yeah, that's a great dog. Number 2, the Chihuahua. They bark too much. Bark too much. Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
And America's favorite dog this year is
the hot dog.
And the lab.
Oh, I mean, labs are so smart and sweet. Yeah, what's not to love?
Everyone loves the lab. How many people in the United States? 320 million, is that right? Over 300 million? We're right about there. How many U.S. households have a dog, according to data?
150.
68 million households have a dog in the United States.
And I think they all live on my block.
The lab and the golden retrievers make the list of the best family dogs because they're known to be affectionate and good at training. They listen.
They're smart. Yeah, they want to obey. Some dogs don't want to obey.
Chihuahuas and American Pit Bull Terriers and the German Shepherds are all lovable and unique in their own way. Which is true. The Chihuahua, by the way, is tiny, and it is the most popular dog for people who live in apartments in the United States.
I believe that.
Yeah. How do you come up with it? If you live in an apartment, what kind of dog do you have?
It makes sense. You want a small dog so the dog doesn't feel like it doesn't have enough space.
Yeah.
You know?
The Pit Bull at number 4, very energetic and a good choice for active households. So if you're walking all the time, running all the time, Pit Bulls are good for you. German Shepherds are a great fit if you're looking for a guard dog and a family companion rolled into one.
Okay.
Yeah.
A big fluff.
My friend Denise has a white German Shepherd.
That sounds beautiful.
Oh, it's so beautiful. Named Scout, so well trained, just a beautiful, loving dog. And my neighbors, two houses down, Craig, has a dark German Shepherd. And every time I walk past the house, this dog sounds like he's going to rip off my head at any second.
It's so funny. My dog will sit in the window. 20 people will walk by. He won't bark, won't do nothing. One specific dog will walk by, a specific dog, and he loses it.
Why is that? Why is there that one dog in the neighborhood that your dog hates?
I don't know. It's like so intense. When me and my neighbor see each other, we cross the side of the street because our dogs just can't handle it.
Oh, I have to do that a lot with my dog. And people think you're weird, but it's like, I don't want my dog to go crazy. I just want to walk and get back home.
People avoid me all the time because I have two.
It's like, this lady's crazy. She's got two dogs.
And they look identical. She's a little cuckoo.
Because dogs often take on the same personality traits as their owners, according to data.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why my dogs are so fun.
Yeah.
And interesting and smart.
Dogs and their owners really do look alike. Now, new research has shown that owners and their pups often share personality traits, too. Our dog, Freddy, is a little nervous and high-strung.
Aww.
So who in our household is very type A and high-strung? Not me. Mm-hmm.
You said it. I'm not going to say it.
Just like humans, dog personalities aren't set in stone, Lisa. Dog personalities change as they grow older and are influenced by their lifestyles and experiences.
Oh, yeah, they change as they get older.
So the dog you take home from the shelter or the puppy you have fallen in love with isn't the same dog 10 years later.
No, because once they hit 10, they're like, I'm a senior citizen. I don't need to listen to you no more.
Right. So
like, you're not getting rid of me. You're still going to feed me and pet me.
So here's my question. So when I stop by your house and your dogs are barking like crazy at me, is that basically them doing your version of cussing like a sailor?
Yes. They're so excited they have to just scream obscenities.
I love that.
More of the Pete McMurray Show next.